Police say they are always on the lookout for drunk or drugged drivers, but over the next couple weeks, as the Labor Day holiday approaches, they'll step up their efforts. State Police Major Michael Serretto says their work, as well as public awareness, is paying off.
30 lives each year for 10 years. That's 300 children, mothers, fathers, friends, relatives who are alive today who might not otherwise be. That's 300 less funerals that we had to have.
But some, officials say, still choose to get behind the wheel when they shouldn't, with devastating results. Wendy Ann Reichmuth was seriously injured by a drug-impaired driver 4 years ago. She is still feeling the physical effects of that head-on crash.
You must think and understand that the consequences of your actions will bring, not only to an innocent victim, but what it will mean for you.
Police at the state, county, and municipal levels are taking part in this crackdown. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.